panic of losing her wasn't planned. None of this was. It was supposed to be easy. Sleep with her, get my money and my bragging rights over Zed. Pretty cut and dried. Only it didn't happen that way. Instead, the blonde-haired girl in the long skirts, who obsessively makes long to-do lists, crept her way inside of me, until, slowly, I fell for her so hard that I couldn't believe it. I didn't realize just how much I loved her, until I was vomiting into a sink after showing my fucked-up friends the proof of her stolen virginity. I hated it. Hated every moment of it. But I didn't stop. I won the bet, but I lost the only thing that has ever made me happy. And along with that, I lost every ounce of goodness she made me see in myself. As the snow soaks into my clothes, I want to blame my father for passing his addiction on to me. I want to blame my mum for staying with him for too long and helping create such a fucked up child. I want to blame Tessa for ever speaking to me. Hell, I want to blame everyone. But I can't. I did this. I ruined her and everything we had. But I'll do whatever it takes to make up for my mistakes. Where is she going now? Is it someplace where I'll ever find her?
Chapter 1. Tessa. It took longer than a month, I sob, as Zed finishes explaining how the bet came to be made. I feel sick to my stomach, and I close my eyes to get some relief.
I know. He kept coming up with excuses, and he kept asking for more time, and he'd lower the amount he was supposed to get. It was weird. We all just thought he was obsessed with winning, like to prove a point or something. But now I get it.
Zed stops talking for a second, and his eyes scan my face.
It was all he talked about. Then that day when I invited you to the movies, he flipped out. After he dropped you back off, he totally flipped shit on me and said I had to stay away from you, but I just laughed it off because I thought he was drunk.
Did he tell you about the stream? And the other stuff? I hold my breath as I ask. The pity in his eyes answers me. Oh my God. I put my hands over my face.
He told us everything. I mean, everything,
he says in a low voice. I stay quiet and turn off my phone. It hasn't stopped vibrating since I left the bar. He has no right to be calling me.
Where's your new dorm?
Zed asks, and I notice we're near campus. I don't live in a dorm. Harden and I can barely finish my sentence. He convinced me to move in with him just a week ago.
He didn't,
Zed gasps. He did. He's so beyond. He's just. I stutter, unable to come up with a fitting word for his cruelty.
I didn't know it was going this far. I thought once we saw the, you know, the proof, he'd be back to normal, seeing a different girl every night. But then he disappeared. He's barely come around us at all, except the other night he showed up at the docks and was trying to get Jace and me to agree not to tell you. He offered Jace a shitload of money to keep quiet.
Money? I say. Harden couldn't be lower. The space inside Zed's truck grows smaller with each sickening revelation.
Yeah. Jace laughed it off, of course, and told Harden he would keep his mouth shut.
And you didn't? I ask, remembering Harden's busted knuckles in Zed's face.
Not exactly. I told him that if he didn't tell you soon, I would. He didn't like that idea, obviously.
He says, and waves at his face.
If it makes you feel any better, I do think he cares about you.
He doesn't. And if he does, it doesn't matter, I say, and lay my head against the window. Every kiss and touch have been shared among Harden's friends. Every moment on display. My most intimate moments, my only intimate moments, aren't mine at all.
Do you want to come back to my place? I don't mean that in a pushy or creepy way. I just have a couch you could stay on until you figure things out.
He offers. No, thank you. Can I use your phone, though? I need to call Landon. Zed nods at the phone resting on the console, and for a moment my mind wanders to thoughts of how things would be different if I hadn't blown Zed off for Harden.